This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, not on hand in a big-time studio today. I have moved. I was in Zanzibar earlier. I am now in South Africa. Like, I'm moving around quickly before the end of the hour. I may bounce my signal off something in Ecuador. I'm not sure yet. We're going to work on that in the next half hour.
That's so amazing. In Zanzibar.
It is.
I bet you most people don't even know where that is. Most people don't even know what Zanzibar is. Did you go to the old fort of Zanzibar? Did you visit that?
I did.
And
yes,
how about the old dispensary?
In Zanzibar a long time ago, yes. And so yeah. I wanted to relive that excitement. So Michael is here from Talkers Magazine. Every week they review the comings and goings of hosts and their discussions on the air, monitoring stations around the country. Come up with a list of the top 10 stories from the News Talk Radio world this week and the list of people who are sort of inveigled or invected into these discussions. So let's go through them so that we all have a point of reference, Michael.
Okay, and as we work our way from 10 to 1, I want to point out that number 1 really dominated about 90% of News Talk Radio conversation, just to put it in perspective. At number 10, Major League Baseball action and the Soccer World Cup was discussed on News Talk Radio. At number 9, U.S.-North Korea summit still being talked about in retrospect. At number 8, cops killed an unarmed Pittsburgh teen. Trump versus Merkel at number 7. At number 6, the FBI Clinton probe. SCOTUS sales tax ruling at number 5. Number 4, the white supremacist mall rally that's being discussed for Washington. Number 3, trade war fears. Number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation. And the dominant topic is the families being separated at the border, the illegal immigration policy. Number 1, huge, huge story, historic in terms of its impact on what's going on. At number 10 on the People Survey, we have a tie between Kim Jong-un and his buddy Xi Jinping in China. Angela Merkel, the very, very colorful, fascinating, and strong-minded leader of Germany at number 9. Number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. Jason Kessler, the white supremacist or the white rights civil rights leader at number 6. Michael Cohen at 5. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, Melania Trump. Number 2, Kirstjen Nielsen and Peter Fonda tied at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. So there you go. As I mentioned, most of the conversation this week has been about the border and the families.
Yeah. All right. So then let's take this apart a little bit for the benefit of the audience that hasn't, well, it's not that they haven't heard it, because the folks that listen to the program by assumption are really big fans of the talk radio medium, the news talk stations that they're listening to this program on right now. You've done a couple of shows this week. You've addressed all of these things. We certainly have on the DJV show as well. The turnabout, some people call it flip-flop, of the president changing his point of view because of a lot of political pressure. Let's face it, the naive among us think that this stuff is all done for a good reason. There is nothing done by politicians that doesn't have some political aim, doesn't have a political quotient, doesn't have a political gain. And that's my read on it. What about yours?
I think Trump overplayed his hand. I think that Trump misread public reaction on this. And I think he was forced to backpedal a little more than he had originally planned to. However, that being said, his strategy still works. He's still standing very firm on the promises he made to his base about really changing the way the federal government deals with illegal immigration. Biden. So I think there's a little bit of both. I think that Trump plays the, I'm going to be outrageous, and then backs off a little bit and negotiates. It's part of his negotiating strategy. He admits it. He did it with Kim Jong-un in Korea. He's done it. He's doing it with a trade war.
He was blowing on the price of the new Air Force One.
Yeah.
He just throws it until six. So then let me ask you one other question that has to do with Trump and the way he runs things. I have said often that I feel that Trump never does anything. He does over here, he's throwing stuff against the wall and yada, yada. There's the focus on over here. And then on the other side, he's getting things done. Nobody's paying attention to what's getting done over on the other side. And now, one other thing about his management style, he seems to have people around him that, A, he doesn't like, that don't like him, and yet he doesn't get rid of them. Case in point is the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. One wonders, why is this guy still around? If he got rid of Tillerson, why is he keeping Sessions?
One of the reasons is that he's able to create blame for others for things that he wants to do. This is one of Trump's strategies. He creates the problem and then becomes the man who rescues it. So right now, Sessions plays that role of being somebody that Trump just doesn't approve of. But
Why would Sessions stand?
Obviously, Trump does approve.
So it's a game.
Of course it's a game. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Showtime.
Although part of Trump's management strategy is to have his staff never be unified. He plays people against each other. We've all worked for bosses like that. That they actually sow the seeds of disharmony among their staff so that they remain the strong one. United we stand, divided we fall. They keep their staff divided so that nobody gets stronger than them. This is Trump's weakness. Trump has a lot of strengths, obviously, but his weakness is his emotional system in terms of being super sensitive to criticism.
Do you still have the same feeling about him that you did the night that you had dinner with him? You had a different point of view, I think, after that dinner. Do you still hold with some of the things you came away with from spending the evening with him at dinner?
Yeah, I haven't changed my view of Trump in the longest time. I think that Trump is a character that we have to watch real carefully. I think he's dangerous as hell. I also think that some of the things about him might be necessary at this point to shake up the apple cart and get things moving in a good direction. He's like very powerful medicine. You can overdose on it. I think that he is the man of the hour, and he also might be the man of only 1 hour. He may not last for the second hour. And it's very hard to explain these complicated thoughts. I am neither a Trump hater nor a Trump lover. I'm a Trump observer. And from an objective observation point, he's doing a lot of things that need to be done. But he's doing them in a way that is very dangerous and can create a downside that's even worse than the problem to begin with. So
is it really that bad, or is it the interpretation from people who just don't like him, who want to scuttle whatever his plans are, whatever his good deeds may be, however he's choosing to fix things, because, yes, as you suggested, there are a lot of things that are wrong. The pendulum has swung too far to the left, and now with him, is it swinging too far to the right? And do we ever expect to find someone that will go to the middle again?
Well, it'll eventually go to the middle. How stable it'll be in that middle, how much momentum it's going to have as it passes back through the middle to the other side is what we have to be careful of. You want stability, but you don't want stability that's so stagnant that the ship of state doesn't turn to the left, turn to the right, and rock with the waves in a way that keeps the ship afloat. This is complicated stuff. Keeping an enterprise as complicated as the United States of America heading in a good direction and keeping it stable and afloat. It cannot be stagnant, nor can it be too unstable. And right now, he is moving things around in a way that many people feel is long time coming. But the underside of that, as I pointed out, could be instability and unleashing certain forces that we won't be able to get back into the toothpaste tube, if you know what I mean.
I do. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 16 past the hour.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Hi, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So just to continue for a few more minutes, if we may, Michael, on the number one story, the immigration policy. The House this week rejected one of the immigration bills, and then there was another one that they delayed somewhat. How much politics is involved with liberals and conservatives and the back and forth, the diversity lottery system, and who stays with family? I mean, all of this stuff becomes very complicated, and the compromises with politicians that don't want to compromise is a little ticklish, too.
Well, they're going to have to compromise, and obviously politics rules the day. This is a heavy-duty political situation, and it will be resolved through politics. And politicians, of course, react to public mood and public opinion. And if there's any one good thing that's going to come out of this ugly family separation dispute, it's that it's forcing the politician's hand, collectively or hands individually, to come up with further definition and further resolve as to what the United States illegal immigration or immigration policy is going to be going forward. It's going to end the murkiness. It's going to force them to, through politics, come up with definitions and come up with rules that and regulations that are consistent and that are somewhat agreeable to the general public. Respect.
What does that mean, somewhat agreeable?
Well, somewhat agreeable is another way of saying consensus or compromise. People cannot get their whole way, you know. You got to give and take a little bit to run a country like this, and that's what we need to do. But
isn't that the problem? We haven't been giving and taking. Thus, many of the problems that we've had have been created out of this lack of common sense, as much as anything else, isn't it?
Common sense and common decency. Earlier, you asked me about the impact of Trump. I mean, you can solve a lot of problems with heavy-handedness. You can solve a lot of problems with non-bendable rules and policies that don't take into consideration the human heart and caring and empathy and love of family and the welfare of children and having compassion for the poor, the sick, immigrants. You can run a very efficient organization if you have an iron-handed rule, and this is it, and sorry. So the key we got to figure out is, how do we do all this and still maintain American principles and values? And therein lies the challenge.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to continue now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen in a remote location, having moved now from Zanzibar to East Africa. So I'll be here for a while now. We'll see how quickly I can move around, Michael. Meanwhile, speaking of quickly moving around, we're going through the list, the stories, the items that have gained a lot of attention this week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, Talkers, you can name it, we got talk. So the fundraiser, there's a whole focus now on the people that are coming across the Mexican border, the U.S.-Mexican border, not just the illegal immigration policy, but the people who are trying to support. There was a Facebook fundraiser to benefit immigrant families. They raised, I think, $16 million trying to put these families together. How do they put them together, though, one would wonder, if the law doesn't allow them to put, whatever the law is, if this is law, you know, could all this stuff be challenged in the Supreme Court? You gotta wonder sometimes about all of this stuff. Well, how much attention we give to it?
There's a lot of questions as to whether or not this thing was thought out so that the children can be reunited with their parents. This whole process seems to be half-baked, and that's going to be a hell of a thing if we have a couple of thousand children out there that can't find their parents, and we don't know for sure how they're being treated. We're hearing horror stories. And to me, any child separated from parents is a horror story. Even if they're in good situation, it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, but, you know, the news media takes these things and is selective in what it reports and how the stuff is presented. The video, the audio, the kids crying. Kids cry all the time. And, you know, in this circumstance, you know as well as I do, going back to the days of Kent State, when, remember the cover of Newsweek magazine, that girl standing or sitting over the body of the dead student, and it came, surpassed that she wasn't even a student there was all a big ruse.
But it wasn't about the picture at Kent State. It was what the picture represented. If, in fact,
right.
there wasn't a massacre, if the National Guard did not come in with armaments and gun down students that were unarmed, then the picture would have been fake news for a story that was fake. The picture was dramatic news to bring attention to something that was true. It was true that unarmed students were mowed down by armed National Guardsmen at the order of Richard Nixon. And it is true that children are being separated from their parents, whether or not they're being mistreated or being made to cry, and blah, blah, blah. That's another issue. But the fact is, I wouldn't say that the media is making up this story.
No, so, but you know as well as I do, the media, the news media, well, maybe all media, but news media is extraordinarily manipulative these days. There's so much pejorative stuff. There's so much that what can be done with a frame of film and with an audio clip that gets taken out of context. You know as well as I do.
I'm all for people being intelligent about how they consume media, and I'm all for the media having principles and integrity. Yes, I agree with you on that. That being said, I'm not for just not believing anything the media says because Trump tells us it's all fake. That, I think, is more dangerous than a mindless adherence to what the media presents.
And is there which is more prevalent of those two scenarios?
Yeah, I just think we have to figure this thing out as intelligent, discerning people. And right now, I'm concerned about the children more than I am about whether the news is fake for political reasons.
All right. In the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we'll focus on a couple of the other stories, although the illegal immigration has sucked all of the oxygen out of the room for most of the week. There are other things being discussed, like the Supreme Court ruling on retail collection of sales tax, up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
President Trump at a White House news conference. This is in San Diego. A rally outside a San Diego detention center condemning the administration's policies.
Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. The president has been accusing Democrats of holding it up, but actually the measure he backs doesn't have enough support among Republicans. The bill he's pushed, curbing legal immigration and funding his border wall, failed to pass the House on Thursday. The second measure didn't have enough votes either. The president tweeted that GOP leaders should stop wasting their time for now, predicting that more Republicans will be elected in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the road this week, and the focus, though, still is on the important things that are going on in the world of News Talk Radio, summarized well in the top 10 list of the stories that you can find at talkers.com every week and on this program as well, plus the list of the people. One of the frustrating things that's attached to the number one issue this week on the story side, Michael, is the migrants, the unaccompanied migrant children that are going to now be sheltered on military bases. This is getting pretty expensive, it would seem. We put 20,000 youngsters on these bases, have to feed them and house them and that sort of thing, and then figure out how to reunite them appropriately. Are we making too much of this? Is this becoming too complicated and a source for some kind of reality check? It's one thing, I'm very much opposed to all the illegals that come here and work and suck off of the public and private sectors, but I'm just kind of concerned. There's what appears to be total chaos here. And where does it get straightened out?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the numbers of, you say 20,000. I'm not sure what the numbers of children at the military bases are.
Well, that's a report that's in a couple of different news sources.
Yeah,
today,
yeah.
Anyway.
Even that I find murky. But, hey, look, the key issue here is that America has a great tradition of having a policy of being friendly to immigrants. Our whole nation is based on immigration, and a lot of people feel that we would change the spirit of what makes America America if suddenly we put up walls and shut out immigrants and have xenophobia and are afraid of people from other countries. I don't know if that's the America I want to live in, and a lot of people feel that way. But we do have laws laws that are not enforced. There is a lot of legal literature, a lot of laws about immigration policy, and what we need is immigration reform, where these laws are executed, where the border is not so porous, and where we keep illegal immigrants out. And I think that, you know, Trump's thing with the wall is symbolic of that. I don't know if we need a wall. A wall is an ugly symbol. But what we do need is a figurative wall to prevent the amount of illegal immigration that perhaps is still bothering a lot of people. But then we have to have a policy that has heart. We also have to have a policy that's pragmatic. We can't go rounding up people and sending them back. That reeks of all kinds of ugliness that's worse than the immigration policy. So, we have to figure out where we give amnesty, how we deal with people like the Dreamers, how we deal with people that are already here paying taxes and living civil lives, working productively, contributing to certain industries. We've got to sort it all out and then have a policy that we stick with. And everybody will be happy, because it can be done if we do it with that type of focus and determination.
I think you're wrong. I don't think everybody will be happy. I don't think everybody's ever going to be happy. Some people will be. Maybe the majority of people will be. But we just don't seem to be able to find a strong consensus anymore. There's so much, and one wonders how that meters out when you go down the road to the future of our country, what it is that we can't seem to get unity in terms of the most basic things. And it's always this person versus the other person. And
well, that's what happens when you play to hate. Somebody said the immigration problem has not increased. The level of hate has increased. And part of what I said to make it work is to have accurate statistics. And that means the government and the media have to be more honest. I see that fake news, whatever the hell that means at this point in 2018, is the manifestation of both a greedy, incompetent media, for the most part, or to a large extent, and a corrupt, greedy, incompetent government. I think that the average citizen is stuck between a rock and a hard place, and that is the press that they don't believe and the government that they shouldn't believe.
So, we've grown up expecting to see things and hear things as kids of the 50s and 60s. You and I watched the Huntley-Brinkley Report. We watched Walter Cronkite. Our parents did. We felt like we were getting the news. Today, I don't, unless I'm looking at two or three different sources and sometimes check them out, I don't believe I'm seeing what, you know, there's so much stuff that's angled and people, whether it's the Huffington Post on one side, and Newsmax on the other side, it's hard to know what to believe. And this is the frustration, and this is a cause of a lot of conversation too among people who now have gotten to the point where, well, the younger people just accept in some circumstances what they get from certain sources, and maybe older folks do too. They believe all the stuff that's on Fox or MSNBC, and come on, that stuff is, that's all posturing. There's no more, where is the source for real news without anybody telling you what to think, how to think, when to think? Where do we go to find out what's really happening?
Well, there is some of that hidden within the various news organizations that you discuss. As a matter of fact, every news organization right now is having its own internal civil war between the forces of management and sales versus true journalism and editorial. So this is not a unilateral, one-sided thing. But basically, the problem has grown over the last 20, 30 years with the news media being interested primarily in audience size and revenue.
It's a show.
They play to people's opinions as opposed to giving information that doesn't play to anything but a pursuit of the truth, and then let the cards fall the way they will.
Well,
it's
interesting how you play that. That's a fascinating statement. The news media is gaining because people want to watch stuff that they agree with.
Yes.
Yet, if you go to the late night shows and see how badly the ratings are with both Kimmel and Stephen Colbert, who are not interested in anything, it seems, except their own opinion and browbeating, especially Stephen Colbert. The ratings on those shows have gone into the tank because people, A, at that time of night, don't want to get hit over the head. B, they thought that those shows were supposed to be about fun and frolic. And C, it is so obvious where they're coming from. The fact that they continue to hammer away at it, you got to wonder what their management is thinking. You know, the revenues are way off, and the audiences are way off, and yet these people still keep pounding away.
The management blames that exclusively on a process that's only part of the problem. The management blames that on the changes in technology and audience habits, the fractionalization of the audiences, and the need for on demand late night viewing. People, you know, they DVD it and they DVR it and they play it back in the morning and later. And so the management basically is looking at changing technology and sociology for that and not realizing that they could have other programming options and get larger audiences. Management buys into, it's been so long now that this has been going on, you have a generation of management that doesn't understand the nature of impartial, entertaining general content.
You know, it's really startling sometimes on my weekday program, the DJV show, when I get engaged with the ladies who are on the air with me about what they know and what they don't know. I don't go after it in a pejorative way, but it just seems to me when we come up with some of what you and I would consider the simplest complex, as the simplest concepts, they're just not part of what we have in the generic conversation these days. And I wonder what that leads us to. Is that all because we have so much information at our fingertips through the use of devices that people become immune to it, or they become hardened to all of this stuff so that it doesn't really mean anything? Maybe the business with Jason Kessler and, you know, that rally in Washington, is that exaggerated? Is it more important, less important than it used to be? I'm wondering, you know, where is that?
I think we've had this kind of issue, First Amendment issues, going way back. It's just that we always feel that the now is more dramatic than something we read in the history books or watch in old videos. But I remember 20, 30, 40 years ago, I don't even remember how long it was, this same argument about the KKK or the Nazis having a rally in Skokie, Illinois, which is a predominantly Jewish community. Do you remember that? That was a major issue. What difference is that issue than this issue? We've had this going on. There have been cases of white supremacist rallies taking place at Madison Square Garden in years gone by. The biggest mistake people can make is thinking that what's going on now has never happened before. We always tend to think this is the first time and not realize that these are all age-old arguments and syndromes that just have taken on a little bit of a different look because of technology. But the fact of the matter is that nothing has changed. This has been going on forever.
On the people list this week at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, there are 10 people. Sometimes we double up here. There are a couple of interesting combinations. At number 10, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. Obviously, Kim is from, well, maybe not obvious to those of you who don't know the separation of names here. Kim is North Korea, and Xi is the Chinese Prime Minister. Angela Merkel, German Prime Minister, is number 9, or Chancellor, I think is the real official title. Number 8, James Comey and Andrew McCabe. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. God, she doesn't get out of the spotlight, does she? Number 6, Jason Kessler. What a boob. Number 5, that's an editorial comment. 5, Michael Cohen. Number 4, Robert Mueller. I wish he'd kind of go away, wrap it up, see you later. Melania Trump, number 3, she's making out, I think she's striking her way out on her own, actually. Kirstjen Nielsen, number 2, and Donald Trump, actually, is the usual number 1 position on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we'll pause in the Talk Radio Review at 44 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of June 18th to the 22nd. Let us take apart the stories, first of all, review them for you in a formal way so that you know kind of what it is that we're bouncing around back and forth. At 10, the usual focus on sports action, the World Cup, Major League Baseball, who's heading down the pike. Number 9, the situation, the summit, if you will, that went on between the U.S. and North Korea. The police in Pittsburgh killing an unarmed teenager is number 8. Mr. Trump versus Ms. Merkel at number 7. The FBI Clinton probe, man, that goes on forever, doesn't it, huh? One way or another. Number 5, the sales tax ruling at the Supreme Court. Number 4, the mall in Washington where the white supremacist is having a rally there. The trade wars at number 3. The investigation of Trump and Russia and the connection, number 2. And the discussion about illegal immigration, that's the number 1 story on the countdown. All right, the talk radio countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. Sometimes we go subtextually, is that a good word, subtextually?
Sounds good.
To things. One of the big sort of almost a side story, and it probably would have made it in the top 10 if it were not for the complete focus on illegal immigration and how heavy that end of the world was, but the reboot of Roseanne without her and what that means to television, but to culture, Michael. What does it say when a lot of people get upset because she said what she said, and yet somebody else may say the same thing, and it doesn't seem to... A liberal on one side says almost the same thing. She's to the right. It seems to create havoc. What does that
liberals
say about...
Liberals have been thrown off network television. Look at Bill Maher. I mean, it happens. It's just that she's on a much bigger network than Samantha Bee was. And had Samantha Bee done what she did on a major network, she would have been thrown off as well. The really interesting question to me is, will the show work without her, and will it not? And my answer is, no, I have a better answer. It'll either work or it won't.
There you go.
I mean, how many times have major stars left the cast of a show and they said the show is over, and then a new star emerges and the show continues? They changed half the staff of MASH midstream, and the second half was arguably better than the first half.
That's true.
With the new people. So Three's Company had so many players in it, and it went years and years after Suzanne Summers left, and everybody thought it would be over. So this show might be a viable show. You got to remember, the writing on sitcoms is really the key.
What's important, yeah.
Right. Writers.
So now let's see if we can imagine. Hold on just a second. Can we imagine Roseanne Barr selling Thighmasters the way
I think Roseanne Barr doesn't need to do that.
Does anybody remember that? Am I the only one? Are you and I the only ones who remember how the Thighmaster or whatever it was that
Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers went on to sell all that stuff. And,
well, she really hadn't been around too many years as a TV actress, so she found out that the world wasn't waiting at her door, banging on her door.
No, but you know what? She's become fabulously wealthy selling this stuff.
Good for her.
Really, on a limited star basis, she has turned that into a commercial operation that is second to none when it comes to infomercials and stuff. She's made a lot of money.
She's laughing all the way to the bank, right?
Absolutely she is. All right, we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Okay. So, there is a, it's very interesting here. On the countdown, at number 7, the President of the United States versus the President of Germany, Ms. Merkel, who's been in office, I think, since 2006, if I'm not mistaken. So now he being Mr. Trump, wants to get her out because of all the refugees and the problems that's causing in Europe. So it's interesting how the outside world is influencing German politics. One wonders, how would we like it if somebody came into our country and stirred that same kind of a pot?
Well, it seems that, and again, I only have research to go by that's presented in the mainstream media, but it seems that the German public is very sensitive about anything that reeks of the old right-wing fascist days. And a lot of what Trump is saying against Angela Merkel brings up echoes of that. So information I'm receiving, and again, it's not my opinion, I'm just picking up the information, is that it's going to backfire against Trump and that he's actually strengthening her position in the coming elections by attacking her directly and so openly.
So how does that work? I think there's something I saw this week about another person associated with Trump. This guy, remember Corey Lewandowski?
Yes.
Remember his, the campaign guy?
Yes.
And he works for the Washington Speakers Bureau, and he was out on a speech, and he took a shot at a kid with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
What a moron. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff that gets associated with the right wing that makes them look paler than they are, but they make themselves... They create their own hold. I suppose everybody doesn't make much difference which side you're on.
Well, they really are jerks on both sides.
Yeah.
And when will people wake up and realize that as ideologies, the left and the right have good points and have flaws? Why don't people just wake up to that? And once you wake up to that, then you can begin to have an interesting discussion about what works and doesn't work, as opposed to hardline left or hardline right. Those are my core values.
Right.
My team.
So let me ask you, let me take that one step further with you, Michael. This week, Charles Krauthammer died. He was 68, been sick for a long time, worked for the Washington Post, been on Fox for a long time. And he might have been, if we had an 11th or 12th place, he might have been on the people list this week. But I wonder about him and other people that are so inculcated into the, I don't know if we call it mainstream, but certainly they're talking about stuff that doesn't need to be said. Am I overstating it? I mean, I think I look
I'm
at
not sure what
people.
You're saying. I'm not sure
well,
what
I'm saying is that Krauthammer had there was an aura around him. And I wonder how auras get created around some of these people. Did he seem that intelligent? Why does he catch on and somebody else doesn't?
maybe because he did his job better than most others. He had credibility. He had a reputation for being fair. He had a reputation for being able to articulate complicated issues. And he had a following that kept his column and his presence in the media very, very much in demand for over three decades. Beyond that, you know, what can I say?
Why do we need these guys? Why do we need people to tell us what to think and how to think?
Oh, we need good ones. Of course we need guys that tell us what they think to help us formulate our own ideas.
Speaking of that, I want a quick plug on the Harrison interview this week. Who's the focus of your interview?
We have a television writer, a comedian and TV comedy writer, Andy Cowan. He used to write for Cheers and for Seinfeld and for Third Rock. And we talk about the nature of comedy and television and sitcoms in our culture. It's a pretty good show. MHinterview.com.
Do you talk about the fact that this stuff isn't funny anymore?
Say that again. Did he?
Do you talk about the stuff that's on the air that really isn't funny anymore?
We don't specifically talk about that, no, but we do approach the neurotic nature of comedians and changing trends in terms of what constitute large audiences, back to what we talked about earlier, how there are no mass audiences anymore for comedy or for any entertainment.
No, there aren't. It's really amazing how much choice you have. It's startling, in fact, how many choices you have. All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with our weekly overview of the things that are going on in the world of news talk radio, the stories that people listed at talkers.com. It's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.